The man that men envy, the man that women adore, Mr. Trevor Long. Good morning, Mr. Long. Hello.
G'day, Trev.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Mate, it's going to be very wet on the coast today, so slow it down. Petrol's extremely high. But I was telling Rob, there's a security camera, Trevy, that needs no Wi-Fi. Hallelujah.
How's that possible?
So the idea here is that, you know, these security cameras are pretty cool. You put them in your front door, inside, outside, wherever you want. But they're no good if you don't have internet at the place you want the security camera. So let's say you've got a holiday home, you've got a construction site, you might put one in your caravan, you might be a tradie and put one in your ute or your tool trailer. Bottom line, this thing uses a 4G SIM card. So you put a 4G SIM card in it and it's able to send you notifications, record video that it notices, and it's all stored in the cloud. If you put it, say, at the back of a property where there's no Wi-Fi, you can also put a solar panel on it so it's permanently powered, and it's always giving you notifications of anything it sees. So a great little backup for people wanting that peace of mind security.
So it's like just basically putting a telephone there, like a phone with its own. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a proper security camera, full HD resolution. With the right subscription, you can have it notify you only of people, not animals and cars. So really smart camera as well. And I think about people that have got either a holiday home or a remote property or a large property. Yeah. It's perfect. And I've put my one at my place, even though I've got Wi-Fi, because it will also work on Wi-Fi. But if the power goes out, the Wi-Fi's down, the cameras are down. So in this case, the camera's still operating. It's using 4G, and I've still got full security.
Oh, I'm worried what Rob Palmer's thinking as we speak, Trevor. Oh,
I'm just thinking it'd want to be smart. It could be used at your house, Paddy, to tell animals from people.
Hey, stop having a go at my kids like that. I'll speak to you after, Palmer. How much are we expected to pay for this, Trev?
About $450. Mate, that's a cracking thing called the Arlo Go 2.
That and, like, if you're in business, a tax deduction, all that sort of stuff, yeah, but peace of mind, mate.
That's right. And you know, this time of year, tax deductions, as well as buying peace of mind, it's perfect.
Yeah, very much so.
Now, Trev, what's with the portable projector? Are people going to be sitting down watching their favourite shows on the side of the pizza shop as they're waiting for their pizzas to come?
That would be weird, but possible, is the bottom line here. With the Philips have brought out these two portable projectors. You might remember we talked about the Samsung Freestyle earlier in the year, hugely popular. Philips now have two. One of them's $700, the other one's $1,500. And essentially, it's a projector you can take with you. Now, one of them is so small, it's pretty much palm of your hand style stuff. It's so small, so portable. You know, you could set up a projector on the side of a tent or a pizza shop, or just in another room in your home where you don't have a TV. So we're just making projectors so much smaller and more powerful these days. Really capable stuff.
So you could watch the game while you're picking up the pizza.
Absolutely. No. You could project anywhere as long as you've got something to actually plug into it and project out, you're done.
Trev, I've seen this Monopoly and Scrabble without the actual board. It's gone digital.
Yeah, this is imagine a computer monitor laying flat with a piece of glass over it, touch screen, and then you put legs on it. It's a coffee table, right?
Yeah.
But this thing, it's not, Galactica or arcade games like that or Pac-Man. This is Monopoly, Scrabble, Connect 4. It's board games like Hasbro and stuff. And look, it's expensive. It's $2,000, but this would be such a great thing if you're regular at having friends around, gaming nights. And the great thing is that if you've got to one of those siblings or family members who gets the irrits very easily with the game of Monopoly and they flip the table, no drama here, they just flip the switch and there's no cleaning up to be done.
Yeah, that's good.
So it might be expensive, $2,000, but Jesus, as you said.
How many games do you get on it?
Look, there's hundreds of games. It's basically got like a game store on it, so you can download lots and lots of games, like $10 each or something like that.
Oh, so you got to pay for the games as well.
Oh, geez.
There's a bunch of games built in, but then there's going to be hundreds more games that you'll be able to get in addition.
A board game is like $50, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but they take up space. Where do you keep them these days? They get old and tacky.
Yeah.
You know, it's the future, Rob.
Yeah, exactly. And spend that $2,000, Rob, on, say, someone you work with and give them a nice birthday present. Thank you, Trevor Long, from EFTM.com.au, Channel 9.
It's not going to happen, champ.
Thanks. See you, Trevor. See you next Tuesday.
Bye, mate.